This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos, we're holding Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Yudalit. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Daisi ben Hirkinis, ben Harkinis Oimeh. He was the Ben Doiroi of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, Shena Shel Shachris. The person is moisted to sleep in the morning because of Atzlus. The Yayin Shel Tzorayim. The person that's moshech himself to drink, and he's marg himself to drink wine in the afternoon, and he comes easily to shichrus, he gets drunk. The sichas hayalodim, and the sichas hayalodim. That's moshechas, and mevatlam harbeis man. All these things, it's wasting of time. The yeshivas batik nasir shamaoretz, and the Yeshiva of Batik Nasirs of Amma Oretz, they get together, they speak, just wasting of time. All these things, Moitzina Sa'adam in the Oilam, they cause a person to be removed from the world. In the last parak we had before, Ayin Hora, Yetzer Hora, Sinas Habrias, they take a person out of this world. Those things are Rola Atzma, they destroy the body. And the Leila, the Moitzi is a person from the oil before his time. Reb Doisa now, says the Rashbats, is being moin of four things that Be'etzem could be good for the body, Be'etzem. Drinking a little bit and sleep. And the sweet, and the body enjoys it. But they're difficult for the neshama, they destroy the neshama. And a person gets sunken into them, and the extras, and using, wasting his time, wasting his life. He destroys his real world with his hands. Be a dime. This is something so, so important. Rashi says, the Rav says, Shoshach v'shoholch v'yoshin at sho'oinatz kriyashma oiveres. He sleeps past his mouth of kriyashma. He loses out the helik of kriyashma every day because kriyashma is a set at a specific time. V'yayin sh'tzorayim moishik libo shal odom. It draws the heart of a person, says the Rav, d'chsiv limshoch v'yayin es besari, to draw my basar, my guf, my flesh with wine, or maybe also the shichras, it brings you to drunkenness, but that itself is a terrible, terrible thing. A person that destroys his mind, we speak many times about this in the Shmuzin, that a person, you know, a person should never, should treat his body with such care. It's a gift from Hashem. It doesn't really belong to you, it belongs to Hashem. And a person has to treat it right. He has to not do things that are harmful to his body. But we have to realize that certainly so, a person should not mess with his GPS, and that is mind. His mind is the most important commodity that he has. The mind is this direct, gives him ability to think properly and make the right decisions. And if his mind is not working properly, if there's distortion of the mind and the thought pattern, he's in the most dangerous place. Mashal to a person that's traveling, is trying to get to a location, and his GPS is not working, and he doesn't have any directions. The person's messed up. His car's functioning great, but he'll never get there. He'll never reach his potential, his destination, because his GPS is not working. There's no way he can get it. It's late at night, there's no one to ask. The only way he can get around is his GPS. So his car's in great condition, he has enough gas, oil, everything. But he'll never get there because he messed with his GPS. So you should never mess with any part of your body. But if a person messed with his finger, or whatever, did something wrong with his finger, and the mice, he hurt it, okay, I'll admit to Shem HaRafua. But in the meantime, he can't use his finger. But the mice, he'll make the right decision still. But if he messes with his GPS, he gets drunk, and he distorts his brain, he is in sad shape. Besides the fact that his time is wasted because he can't think properly, he can't accomplish. And Sichas HaYilodim, Ivatlus, as I was saying, Milasoik, the Sich of the Yilodim, just schmoozing away and nothing, there's a wasting, just Mavatl, the parents and the elders from Vaz B'Torah, Yeshiv B'Kasir Shalam Oretz, they get together, just talk about Dvaran B'Talim, and the Chofetz Chaim talks about this very much in the Hilchos Lashon Hara, a person, the contrast of what a person can accomplish. He says, you know, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, people should take this seriously. Minchah Ma'ariv on Shabbos, you have 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes a little bit more. So a lot of Shul Baruch Hashem, they have Shal Shuras, there's Beitaris, singing, beautiful. A lot of places, they have a Shal Shuras, but people go away from the Shal Shuras, they go to talk, they shoot, they sit just schmoozing for 45 minutes. Chabad Chaim talks about, every second, how many words a person can say, about 200 words a minute, he says. Can you imagine, or 150 words a minute, can you imagine, he says, in 20 minutes, he could do 3,000 words. And the Maisa, he instead, and every word is connected to Kulam. And on Shabbos, it's double. So every word times 3,000 words that he could say, every word is 613 mitzvahs. Double, 1226 times 3,000, thousands, hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs, right? He could be doing. And Amai said, what is he doing instead? He's doing not only a veir, but a veir of Lashon Hara, which is also could be connected to Bittl. I'm sorry, even Bittl, maybe he's not saying Lashon Hara, he's just, I'm talking. Bittl turns connected to Kulam, says the whole time. You get in reverse, there's thousands of veirs. So Amai said, the conscience is unbelievable. He has 20 minutes now, they could have used that to talk, to speak and learning, to learn something. Make a group of us say, be strong, take it to heart, you yourself. You have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, a break, between, even on a regular day. Make a Seder, you don't realize what you could accomplish. A couple of Mishnayas a day you learn, you can finish after a while. There are hundreds of Mishnayas and makes human instead of wasting your time. This is the lesson of them. Tzienes Adam in HaOlam, the opportunity is there for you to accomplish. Moshe Feinstein used to say over, we spoke today in the Shmuz. He said over, Moshe spoke about that. Killing time, it's with tzicha, mamash on this mind, because the opportunity of using out and fulfilling your potential is there, and you're just murdering it, you're killing it, everybody say. Mashiach, if you use that your time, everybody say, what a good shmak it is, what a life you have, what enjoyment you have. This is the difference, everybody say, this is the opportunity. Today's shiur with Ila Nishmas, my grandmother, Golda, Basubitsa Mordechai, a person that used her time properly, she would get up when she was an older lady already, I get up, and it took her a long time to daven, because she taught herself to read the Siddur. She would get up, and she would daven for a couple of hours, saying every word to feel her ability slowly. Even though it took a lot of time, but she used all her time well in order to daven properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Her Shomash Daven Aliyah, Goldabas, which we took Mordechai, which we used to be Zochot to see, Tchias Amesim, Bekarov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.